This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now on USA Radio Network. Lots of bad things happening in America and in Trump land. Let me give you a hint of some of those things. Roseanne Barr. You know, it's rare that I agree with Roseanne Barr. I think she's a comedian. I think she's a bit of a jerk. I think she got us all in trouble with the stupid comments she made and the stupid jokes she told about Valerie Jarrett. She made all conservatives look bad. So I've never had any great pity for her. Doesn't mean she's not a smart woman. Roseanne Barr says, we have Hamas in Congress. Now, Roseanne is Jewish. I happen to be Jewish. I'm not a fan of Hamas or Hezbollah or any screaming, whacked-out Muslim extremists. I didn't say Muslims. I said Muslim extremists. And there's no question Hamas and Hezbollah and even CARE, their charitable organization in the United States, are filled with crazy Muslim extremists. Even United States Senator Chuck Schumer once compared CARE to Hamas and said it's a front for Hamas. And we've now got two congresswomen and really multiple congresspeople who are very anti-Israel, but two in particular, one from Palestine, the other from Somalia, one from Detroit, the other from Minnesota, who are just like having Hamas in Congress. Extremely radical, crazed Jew haters, Israel haters, want Israel destroyed. Terrible, terrible people. Comedian Roseanne Barr in Israel right now in Tel Aviv says we have Hamas in Congress in reference to the congressional freshman class of 2019, which includes Rashid Tlaib and Ilhan Omar. An exclusive interview with Breitbart News in Tel Aviv on Monday evening, meaning last night, Barr says that BDS has infected the Democratic Party. Asked what she thought of the newly installed outspoken BDS proponents, and those are the people who want to boycott Israel. Tlaib and Omar, she said, we have Hamas in Congress. Both Tlaib and Omar have come under fire for invoking anti-Semitic tropes in relation to Israel. Tlaib, a Palestinian-American, seemingly deployed a dual loyalty canard when she accused proponents of anti-BDS legislation of forgetting which country they represent. While Somali-American Omar once charged evil Israel with hypnotizing the world. Barr poo-pooed recent remarks made by top Jewish Democrats, Elliot Engel of Democrat of New York and Ted Deutch, Democrat of Florida, who maintain the Democratic Party will remain steadfast in support of Israel, and that Omar and Tlaib are the only two people to express such views within the party. There's a lot more than that, she said. Of course there are. What about Ocasio-Cortez? Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, an absolute anti-Semite. The Democratic Party will eventually move to being pro-BDS, Barr said. According to the funny woman, BDS is another incarnation of Jew-hating that has been going on for centuries. The boycott of Jewish businesses worldwide. No one knows that because they think it's about the occupation, which doesn't exist, of course. I agree with you, Roseanne, in every way. Isn't that interesting? I've never agreed with her before. I always thought she was kind of an idiot. Turns out to be a pretty smart woman. Barr maintained that since the BDS movement does not limit itself to boycotting Israeli companies and institutions, but expressly supports the boycott of companies that have any dealings with Israel, a large percentage of which are naturally Jewish-owned, the boycott is comparable to that of Nazi Germany. It's a Nazi boycott on Jewish businesses in shorthand, she said. You could barely make people listen to that because they're so anti-Semitic, she went on to charge, including Jews in America on the left. They're complete anti-Semites. Great, I love it. You'll never work in Hollywood again, Roseanne, but I think she's thrown caution to the wind because she knows she'll never work in Hollywood again, so it doesn't matter. You have no power over her. They hate Jews, they hate Judaism, they hate the Jewish state because it's chic and they don't know anything about it, she maintains. According to Barr, the left has found an acceptable target for bigotry with Jews. There is no occupation, she said, referring to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. The only occupation I see is they built a drone on top of our temple and I'm not allowed to pray at my holiest site. She gave a speech to an enthusiastic audience of some 500 Israelis and new immigrants in Tel Aviv. She told the audience her show was canceled last year because she was essentially boycotted. I was BDS'd by ABC. In any case, I agree with Roseanne, 99% of what she said there, but that's only a small part of what's wrong with America. How about this one? CNN hid images and the video of Roger Stone's 72-year-old wife being dragged out of her own home barefoot in a nightgown when they raided his house at 5 in the morning with guns, SWAT team, armored vests, and night vision goggles. Really tough, tough guys. You guys are tough, man. You're fighting 66-year-old men with little round glasses and white hair. You got to raid them at 5 in the morning, armed to the teeth. 29 armed FBI operatives in 6 vehicles and a CNN camera crew were there to film the arrest of Trump associate Roger Stone. I believe everyone in the Mueller case needs to go to prison. If you contact the CNN to tell them to be there, you're as guilty as any criminal in America. You're a bunch of criminals. Stone was arrested barefoot in his shorts outside his apartment. On Monday, he told Judge Napolitano in a Fox interview that his 72-year-old wife was forced to stand outside barefoot in her nightgown. For some strange reason, this was not aired on CNN, who had a camera crew at Stone's home during the arrest. It's just unbelievable. The Gateway Pundit wrote several CNN executives for comment on this report and why they decided to hide this from the American public. As of this writing, we have not heard back from any of our requests. In any case, it's Gestapo tactics, and that's Mueller, man, Gestapo. How about Stephen Colbert? More wrong with America. Trump's wall, he says, his wall spending is the definition of insanity. Can you imagine? If you heard my commentary just the other day, Democrats of the party of border crisis denial. We have such a horrible crisis at the border. Our nation is being swamped by illegal alien criminals. And they're voting by the millions. And the Democratic Party is doing it on purpose because they want the votes. They don't care how many Americans have to die. They don't care how big the debt becomes. They don't care about the quality of life and the filth being spread across America. They don't care about the disease being spread to your children. They don't care about the rapes on the way up through Mexico. They don't care about the drugs infiltrating and overwhelming our country through that border. They don't care about the child sex trafficking. They don't care about the prisons being filled with illegals. And now Stephen Colbert says Trump is insane for wanting to spend $5.7 billion for border security. Insane. Yeah, that's because the Democratic Party is following Saul Alinsky. Look in the mirror. Call us insane because you're insane. Trump found the whole discussion to be insane. Colbert. The whole discussion to be insane. Just to be clear, he's making the exact same offer backed by the exact same threat, but somebody expects different results. Well, you know what they say. The definition of insanity is Donald Trump. We'll find out, Mr. Colbert, because I think what you're going to find out in 3 weeks is that Trump's going to declare a national security emergency, and he's going to find the money in the budget, and he's going to go ahead and do it without Congress. And we'll see how insane he is. And how about this one? There's a star of a show called Empire. His name is Jussie Smollett. And he was hospitalized in an alleged hate crime attack in Chicago. According to TMZ, now I'm the guy who's been saying all along, first of all, I am the least unfair guy you'll ever meet, man. When there's racism, if there's racism, I am the first one to say how horrible it is. And if anybody on my side is racist, I would absolutely ask them to own up to it and say that's a horrible person. But on the other hand, we have constant stories in the media for the last 2 years since Trump was elected of people claiming that somebody put a Nazi star, somebody claiming somebody put a KKK symbol, somebody claiming white people were out to get him, somebody claiming Trump and the KKK on college campuses, on regular street corners. In every single case, it was always the same. They found out that the person who did it was the person who was making the claim that it was done to them, or the person who found it. Oh, my God, they're after us in a black neighborhood. KKK is here. Oh, my God, at this college, the Nazis are here. Trump people are Nazis. Oh, my God, they put the Nazi swastika on my dorm room. And in every case, it was the person who found it, who screamed about it, who actually put it there. There was a Muslim girl in New York City who said that a bunch of white skinheads had cut her, shaved off her hair, and had beaten her and had tried to rape her, and then it turned out she did it all to herself. Happens again and again. So now we have an Empire star, and we're to believe at 2 in the morning in Chicago, he went to eat at his local Subway, and as he left the store, two men shouted at him and called him the N-word and called him the F-word. And the two men were both white and wearing ski masks, and they viciously attacked him as he fought back. But they beat him badly and fractured his rib. They put a rope around his neck, poured bleach on him as they yelled, "This is MAGA country." In Chicago. The Daily Beast reported a Chicago police spokesman said the attackers' genders were unknown and that their faces and hands had been covered. So how does he know they were white? The police in Chicago, police spokesman, called it a possible racially charged assault and battery. And now we get this story in Gateway Pundit. Chicago police claim there is no report attackers shouted, "This is MAGA country," at actor Jussie Smollett. I think what you're going to find out soon enough is there was no attack. No one shouted MAGA country. They weren't white. There are no white MAGA people in the middle of Chicago. I'm sorry, at 2 in the morning. It just doesn't happen. Nobody white with a MAGA hat has bleach and a rope at 2 in the morning and screams the N-word on the streets of Chicago and then basically tries to beat or lynch a black man. I'm sorry. There's no such reports in America of anything like this ever happening since, like, you know, the 1920s. So it sounds like, to me, sounds like this is a figment of this actor's imagination. And another attempt, a cry, to get attention. Because there's no Trump people that carry ropes and try and hang black people. That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my entire life. Just ridiculous. He then took himself to Northwest Memorial Hospital, where he's treated and discharged. So there's no witness to this. It's freezing in Chicago. What is it, 27 below zero? Wind chill is like 35 below zero. And he just happened to be out at 2 in the morning. And two white Trump supporters were hanging around in 20 plus below zero with rope and bleach. And they run into a celebrity and recognize him at 2 in the morning in the streets of Chicago and call him the N-word. Okay. And they say, "This is MAGA country." Liberals are out of their minds, and he's going to be proven to be a liar again, just like all the other reports around the country.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
War now!
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
And speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, even Democrats know who's insane. Even Democrats do. How about the Democrat CEO of Starbucks, or former chairman and CEO of Starbucks, Howard Schultz, who's claiming he's going to run for president as an independent, but isn't, and who, by the way, is a big-time liberal who believes in hiring Muslim refugees instead of American vets at Starbucks all around the country, and who opened his bathrooms to all the incredible homeless losers, drug addicts, murderers, rapists, insane people of the world, so your kid could walk in there and get attacked. In a room filled with blood and syringes and filth and lice. But in any case, even he pulled back from the insanity. He was on The View today. He tells The View ladies just how crazy Democrats have become. It's actually an interesting conversation. It's amazing to hear Schultz explain to the ladies why the policies espoused by Kamala Harris are nuts. He said to get rid of the insurance industry would kill millions of jobs, just replace it with a government-run health care system we can't pay for. Schultz explains to them the reason he's running as an independent is because he'd be a hypocrite if he ran as a Democrat. He says in order to be a Democrat these days, you have to fall in line with free education, free Medicare for everyone, free college, a free job for everyone, all for the government. He says he doesn't support those policies, and he'd be disingenuous if he did. He actually sounds sane when he says that. Wow. But the more you listen, the more you find out he's only slightly less insane than his Democratic counterparts. Because in the second part, he admitted he's pro-choice and would have never voted for Kavanaugh. So I was just starting to think he was insane. And then he turns out to be slightly insane himself. But how about this one? Let me see if I can find it. I had an article here where it actually said he made a comment about Ocasio-Cortez. And that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is actually un-American. Here it is. Howard Schultz slams un-American socialist Ocasio-Cortez, and he's heckled at a New York City book signing. He slammed Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez in his first public speech. He called her misinformed, her ideas un-American, and then he was heckled within the first few minutes of the appearance. He seriously considered running for president as an independent, and he called the billionaire bashing ideas of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez misinformed and un-American. When asked about how her advisors have said American billionaires are evidence of policy failures and a failure of the system, he replied, "It's so un-American to think that way." He continued about taking advantage of the opportunities in life presented to him. He said, "I'm self-made. I come from the projects. I took advantage of the promise of this country. I'm living proof of the American dream." Just last week, Ocasio-Cortez told a crowd in New York City, "A world that allows for billionaires is immoral." Although she did point out that not all billionaires themselves are immoral, noting Warren Buffett and Bill Gates. See, if the billionaires are on the side of the Nazis, or the Soviet Gulag, or the Chinese Communists, or Fidel Castro, those billionaires are okay. But if you dare ever disagree with Alexandria Cortez, A, you're immoral, B, you must be stripped of all your money, and C, the government will come after you. She'll demand you, you appear before Congress and spend hundreds of thousands of legal fees. Schultz on Monday criticized far-left Democratic proposals for single-payer health care, free tuition at colleges, unrealistic, and instead he emphasized expanding the economy and curbing entitlements to get the national debt under control. He said, "If I ran as a Democrat, I have to say things in my heart I do not believe." He said of increasingly popular liberal policies, including universal health care and a 70% tax on the wealthy. So, look, the guy is a liberal, and I can't stand him, but he is far, far better than Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and the two new Muslim members of Congress who seem to hate Israel and hate Jews and who are also communists who hate capitalism. Let me mention a little station identification. This is Wayne Allyn Root on USA Radio. You're a relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, SOB, blue-collar son of a butcher, patriot, capitalist evangelist, American-made and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old USA. I'm an ass kicker, not ass kisser. I fight for American citizens, not illegal aliens. I believe in America and American exceptionalism and capitalism and Judeo-Christian values. This show comes to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, KBET, here in Las Vegas, founded by the great Edward Stoltz, who gave me my first shot in radio, and stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio, and the great Fred Weinberg, who gave me a shot on national radio. It's the most caller-friendly show in America, although we have J.D. waiting on the line. We'll grab him when we start the next segment, right before my interview coming up. We'll grab you, J.D. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. My website's rootforamerica.com. You can email me anytime, wayneroot@gmail.com. And you can find me on Twitter, @RealWayneRoot. You can listen online anytime at usaradio.com. Or you can go to iHeartRadio and get this show on demand 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. 24 hours a day. When we come back, we'll have David Rubin as our guest, the former mayor of Shiloh, Israel, author of the new book, Trump and the Jews. And he'll tell us what he thinks about the wall and how it works for Israel. It works. Walls always work. Ask Harry Reid. He's my neighbor. He's got a big wall around Anthem Country Club. Nancy Pelosi has a wall. Feinstein has a wall. They've all got walls.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When you're always on the go, what would you prefer? An office phone system?
Hey, it's Rochelle. Sorry I missed you earlier. Had an errand to run, but I'm back in the office, so give me a call when you get this.
Or one that works on your cell phone. No hardware needed, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Oh, one sec. It's a business call. Hi, this is Rochelle with WayForward Partners. How can I help?
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com. And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When picking a phone number for business, what sounds more professional? Your personal number?
Oh, hold on. Let me give you my cell. And actually, let me get yours, too, just so I don't ignore your call, you know?
Or a dedicated business number, courtesy of Grasshopper.
It was a pleasure meeting you. Our number is 1-833-IT-TROOP. Give us a call anytime.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On Capitol Hill, FBI Director Christopher Wray says we really need to keep our eye on China.
I think China writ large is the most significant counterintelligence threat we face. We have economic espionage investigations, for example. That's just one piece of it in virtually every one of our 56 field offices. And the number of those has probably doubled over the last 3 or 4 years.
75% of the U.S. population will have temperatures below freezing this week, including Madison, Wisconsin, which is where USA Radio Network's Alicia Cohen is, who has a great reminder for everyone who's dealing with cold temperatures.
Make sure your furnace is up to date. I utilize Google. A lot of HVAC companies will put out tips on how to maintain your furnace.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Cinegenics, sponsor of this segment of the show. They're all over the United States. They have 21 clinics, anti-aging clinics all over this country. They prefer defying aging. They prefer age management medicine. But I just call it anti-aging, man. They set back my clock by 15 years. Everyone who watches my show says, holy crap, you look good. You look younger. You look fantastic. What did you do, Wayne? The answer is Cinegenics. They made Wayne Root great again. Just give him a call. Anybody who is interested in looking younger again, simply give them a call. And even though they have 21 clinics all over the United States, their main clinic is right here in Las Vegas. So we have so many listeners on our flagship station, KBET, 790 AM. And you don't have to fly in from all over the world or all over the country and stay for 4 days in Vegas. You live here already. And you can just walk in, do your appointment, and walk back out again. So it's a great thing to have Cinegenics located right here in Vegas. Call 888-YOUNGER, 888-YOUNGER. You want to be older, don't call. You want to be younger, call 888-YOUNGER. I'm living proof, by the way, that 99% of all men over the age of 50 are in big trouble, but they just don't know it. I went in there, I thought I was in the best shape in the world, and I found out I had a lot of things wrong with me, and thank God they've reversed them all. Thank you, Cinegenics, for making Wayne Root great again. Call for your free, no-obligation consultation at 888-YOUNGER, or go to Cinegenics.com, C-E-N-E-G-E-N-I-C-S, Cinegenics.com. We've got a caller, J.D. in Las Vegas. I promised I'd get to him first, so let's get to him first. J.D., you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
I'll be brief. You're looking good, Wayne. Your analogy of those two polar bears out in the middle of the night in Chicago is great. And the reason I wanted to call real quick had nothing to do and then go mug somebody at 2 o'clock in the morning, 50 below zero
or somewhere in that neighborhood. That wind chill was 50 below zero, and they're out there with a rope and bleach looking for a black man to call the N-word and scream, this is MAGA country. And last I checked, Chicago isn't MAGA country. So it's just the most absurd thing I've ever heard. Now, maybe it happened.
Exactly.
It's absurd. Exactly. I don't think it happened.
Exactly. I would behoove you and your counterparts around the country, your article Sunday was right on the spot, is to every time the Democrats in the Congress propose to spend a dollar on something, whether it's needy or whatever, or worthless, whether it's $1 billion or $100 billion, highlight it in lieu of our $21.5 trillion debt, comparison to $5.7 billion for the security of our country by building some kind of barrier on the southern border. So whenever they want to spend $5 billion for something crazy, and they will, they'll come up with things, just say, boy, that really, we really need that with $21.5 trillion in debt, and we can't spend $5.7 billion for a wall. Thanks, yeah. Over and out.
All right, J.D., thank you. Appreciate it, always with common sense. So I just want to tell you, Starbucks CEO is even telling you the Democrats have lost their minds and they've become crazy. And here's a good example of it. Democrats to strike. So help you God. Hey, Chris, can you hear me, Chris? Board control, can you hang up J.D., please? I hear his voice in the background. He's still on the phone. Even though he said he hung up, he didn't hang up, and I could still hear him. There we go. Got to hang up those calls. Democrats, well, God knows what J.D. was about to say, you know, not knowing he was on the air. You never know. Think about that one for a minute. Dems to strike, so help you God, from oath taken in front of key House committee, the draft shows. So Texas Republican Louie Gohmert says Trump's decision to reopen the government without funding for a wall is part of his negotiation strategy. A key committee in the Democrat-controlled House of Representatives is moving to eliminate the God reference from the oath administered to witnesses testifying before the panel as part of a new rules package expected to be approved this week, according to a draft obtained exclusively by Fox News. The draft shows the House Committee on Natural Resources would ask witnesses to recite only, do you solemnly swear or affirm under penalty of law that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. So they struck the word, so help you God, in red brackets, indicating they're slated to be cut. The draft rules also remove the phrase his or her throughout the document, changing those pronouns to their, of course, because you can't be a his or her in a Democratic world. The rules additionally modify all references to the committee's chairman and instead refer to the word chair, because you can't be a chairman, right? Other rule changes relate to expanding the committee's authority over natural gas in Alaska and fossil fuel resources. Can you imagine? We have become the most energy-cool country in the world. We are it, man. the most energy producing, the most energy efficient, the most energy cool, and they're not going to rest until they destroy everything. These crazy, maniacal suicide bombers known as the Democratic Party. Can you imagine that they're getting rid of language like that? House Republican Conference Chairwoman Liz Cheney said, "It's incredible but not surprising Democrats would try to remove God from committee proceedings in one of their first acts in the majority. They've really become the party of Karl Marx." You know, I always thought if I said something like that, people would say, "Wow." And this is the United States Congresswoman saying it, because it's so obvious that they're all communists. Spokespeople for the Natural Resources Committee did not immediately reply to Fox News' request for comment. The committee, which has oversight of National Parks, Wildlife, and Energy, is chaired by Democratic Representative Raul Grijalva. Oh, I've seen him before. He's another nutcase. He's an absolute crazed, commie, pinko, open borders nutcase. The proposed change is not the first time Democrats have sought to strike references to God in official party documents. In 2012, the floor of the Democratic National Convention erupted over a sudden move to restore the platform, a reference to God and recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital after heavy criticism from Republicans for initially omitting them. Democrats, though, were heartily in agreement over the reversal. A large and loud group of delegates shouted no as the convention chairman, then Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villagrosa, called for the vote. Villagrosa had called for the vote three times before ruling the ayes had it. Many in the crowd booed after he determined the language should be restored. And if you remember correctly, they were booing God. Every time he said God, they booed. Whew. Crazy. Crazy. Why would you get rid of the word God? Well, because you don't believe in God. The Democratic Party doesn't believe in God. Matter of fact, there's a hate to God. It's incredible. Truly incredible. And then, you know, two big topics I want to discuss before this segment ends. First of all, I'd love to get some calls from my Vegas listeners about the topic of the Vegas massacre on October 1st, 17. Love to get some comments on that, because the FBI finally came out with their report today. It's the worst mass shooting in the history of the United States of America. And usually the FBI reports are 50, 100 pages, even if it's like a minor shooting. This was the worst shooting in the history of the great United States. And the report is 3 pages long, and it comes to no real conclusion of any kind. Matter of fact, here's the Associated Press. FBI finds no specific motive in Vegas shooting. They just said he just wanted to kill a lot of people. He wanted to go down in history. That's it. And it's 3 pages long. Their investigation was supposed to be a year long, which was ridiculous. And it never came out after a year. It came out after a year and a half. 18 months later, they come out with 3 pages, and they have no absolute reason why Stephen Paddock killed all those people. And, you know, despite all the lies told about what my beliefs were about the shooting, I never said that I know it's ISIS or I think it's ISIS. I've never said I have any great pipeline to what it is. I've said I don't know. I've said that ISIS said 4 times they took credit for it. I've said that ISIS, before the shooting, said there was going to be a terror attack on the Vegas Strip and did a video of the Vegas Strip with blood dripping on it. And I said the whole thing smelled like an ISIS terror attack because it happened at a concert and at a hotel resort. And that's where they do so many of their attacks. And that, you know, all the experts I brought on the show said ISIS never taken credit in history for an attack that they didn't do. There's only one that's in question in the Philippines, and it appears to most experts ISIS did carry out that attack, but the Philippines government denies it because they don't want to mention, you know, ISIS. And I, you know, so my point is, I mentioned it's possible that this could have had terror implications. I've mentioned that as one of many possibilities. I've mentioned everything about this terror attack in Vegas. This massacre seems rancid, and that there seems like a massive government slash police slash FBI cover up. But I've never said what it was. I don't know what it was, because they won't let the information out. So how can anyone say definitively what it is? Nobody can. I just ask very good questions, you know? Just like Nancy Pelosi said, "Hey, Donald Trump, he's a Russian spy. I think he's in Putin's payroll." Democrats can say anything they want, even if you're Speaker of the House. Can you imagine the Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich, and Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, saying out loud, "I think Obama's a communist agent"? Can you imagine the uproar that would have happened? But yet she gets away with it, and no one cares. Everyone knows it's a total, complete lie. Everyone except liberals. Liberals want to believe it so badly. I'm sure every liberal said, "Oh, yes, Nancy did it." But anyone with a brain knows it's the biggest freaking lie. He's the biggest patriot in the world. Donald Trump, he's not a Soviet agent, you moron. What's much more likely is that you are paid off by the Mexican drug cartels. Yes, Nancy Pelosi is paid off by the Mexican mafia and the Mexican drug cartels. There's no rational reason why anybody would not want a wall like she does not want a wall. So I think she's paid off by the Mexican drug cartels. And being that she just said, Trump's paid off by Putin, I'm totally, she opened the door. I can say whatever I want now, and there's nothing you can say about it. So when Democrats scream crazy stuff like, Trump's a Soviet agent, Mitt Romney's never paid his taxes, crazy stuff, nobody calls them a conspiracy theorist. But when I ask really good questions, I'm a conspiracy theorist. You know, like, I spent 4 years at Columbia University, I knew everyone in the political science department. Where was Obama? My classmate graduated on the same day as me, never saw him, never heard of him, never met him. Don't know a person who ever saw him, ever met him. And then people say, oh my God, he said that. I'm merely stating the truth. I'm stating a fact. Couldn't find him, never saw him, never ever met him, saw a picture of him when he was there, supposedly. Never saw a human being like that at Columbia, knew everyone. I just tell the truth. Same thing with the Vegas massacre. It smells bad. It looks bad. Everything about it's bad. It is rancid. Same thing with Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Where is she? Smells rancid. Something's wrong. Democrats hiding her? Is it possible she's not even alive? I don't know. She's probably alive. I just don't know. Is she in a coma? Is she very sick on the verge of death? They won't tell you. They're praying they can impeach or do something bad to Trump before they have to disclose that Bader Ginsburg's never coming back. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined, I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
I'm Wade Allen Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%. More than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and can show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
War now.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root on Newsmax TV. I mean, I should say on USA Radio. I was about to talk on Newsmax TV, and I got them mixed up. Wayne Allen Root on USA Radio, and the sponsor of this segment is Newsmax TV. I have Newsmax TV on my brain because I love Newsmax TV. And if you're not getting Newsmax TV wherever you are, like right here in Vegas, if you don't get it on Cox Cable, just call this phone number, toll-free, 844-500-6397, 844-500-6397, and make sure you tell them your zip code and your area code, and they will connect you, Newsmax TV will, to whoever your cable carrier is, your cable system is, anywhere in the country. They'll connect you right into the right department. It'll all be toll-free on your original toll-free call, and you let them know you want your Newsmax TV so you can watch Wayne Root, 844-500-6397. And in the meantime, you can watch Mandish TV, DirecTV, many cable systems, but you can also watch on your phone, get the Newsmax TV app, it's free, or you can watch on your computer, your laptop, your desktop, by going to NewsmaxTV.com, and you click on live, watch live now, and you got my TV show at 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific every day. Watch it right on your computer. And you get to watch it twice a day now. The show is so popular, we're just dominating on Newsmax TV. We're booming. And some of that blame goes to Bill O'Reilly. Thank you, Bill. Thank you so very much for bringing so many eyeballs to my show. I like to say Bill brings them there, and then I keep them there for life. And so you can watch it twice a day, 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific, and then it repeats the next day at 1 o'clock East Coast time, 10 a.m. Pacific, Newsmax TV, twice a day with Wayne Root. Double the trouble, double the fun. So where is Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg? She is just, every minute they say, oh, she'll be back, she'll be back, she'll be back next week, she'll be back tomorrow. She's never back. Why is that? When she was back, she was asleep. You know, asleep at the State of the Union in 2015. 2015 was a long time ago. 4 years ago. She was asleep 4 years ago during the State of the Union. Now she's 80-something. Well, she's 85 years old, and she just had another cancer scare. She had surgery for lung cancer. What kind of massive drugs is she on? Chemotherapy? She was asleep 4 years ago before that. She isn't capable of being a Supreme Court nominee anymore. And the rumors are that she's being kept alive on life support after having cancer surgery. Days and days going by, no sightings of her. People are starting to wonder where she's at. What kind of a scam is this? James Wood says, where's Ruth? If you saw my tweet today, I said, what's going on? Is this like Weekend at Boobies? Remember there was a movie called Weekend at Bernie's? Well, in the Jewish religion, you call your grandmother a booby. And so Weekend at Boobies, she's Grandma Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Is she really there? Are they holding her up? Are they trying to make believe she's alive and she's not? Is she on her deathbed? Is she in a coma? Is she still breathing? I don't know. Pretty crazy. And what's the reason why? Why don't they want to let you know that she is never coming back? Is it possible they've got some plan to take Trump out somehow, some way? And so they don't want him to replace Ginsburg now because they think sometime in the next month or 2 months or 3 months, they're going to impeach Trump, they're going to arrest Trump, they're going to assassinate Trump. And if they do that, they'll never get to appoint Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I don't know. I have no idea why they're doing what they're doing. But where is Ruth? We all want to know, where is Ruth? And I repeat, I want to know what happened in Las Vegas at the massacre. I'm going to bring that up again. Because we have not been told the truth. The FBI has no clear motive for the Vegas shooting. So hundreds and hundreds of agents worked on this for a year and a half, and they come up with no clear motive for the shooting. And then they put out a three-page summary 6 months late, after already was a year. The FBI says it cannot determine why gunman Stephen Paddock killed 58 people and wounded more than 500. Wow. More than a year after the Bureau began digging into... It's more than a year. It's a year and a half after the Bureau began digging into the slaughter of 58 people and the wounding of 500 more at the Las Vegas Country Concert. The FBI has concluded... It hasn't concluded anything more about Stephen Paddock's mysterious motive for the attack than it had after the shooting stopped. They say he acted alone. And by the way, I've spoken to 10 people. At least in the last week. Not in the last year and a half since the attack. I mean in the last week. I've spoken to 10 people who know someone from that attack who swears shots were coming from multiple directions and they saw the muzzle flashes from multiple directions. And the FBI is telling us it was one shooter. The FBI is telling us they have no idea why he did it. The FBI is giving us a three-page report of the worst mass shooting in history. Don't forget, there's one guy who stumbled upon the scene, Jesus Campos, and he was shot so badly that a month later he went on comedian Ellen DeGeneres' show for his only interview ever. Before or since, he went on a comedian show to talk about it, and he came out with a limp and a cane. But the day after, that was a month later, but the day after the shooting, he drove like 15 hours from Vegas to Mexico and back again. He left the United States of America. The FBI let the only material witness to the worst shooting in history leave the United States of America. And he was shot so badly, he needed a cane and he limped a month later. But the day after he was shot in the leg, he was able to drive for hours from Las Vegas down to Mexico. What was he doing in Mexico? I have no idea. I mean, there's so many ridiculous parts about this shooting that we're just never going to know. They're keeping this from us, and we are never going to know what happened. And that's sad. Is this still the United States of America? This is like that movie with Tom Cruise and Nicholson, Jack Nicholson. You know, you want the truth, you can't take the truth. They don't believe. They don't believe we can take the truth. Obviously. No motive in the Vegas shooting. Nah, no motive at all. Why would there be a motive? You know, an overweight white guy who never had military training just woke up one day and learned how to be Rambo. For no good reason at all. We'll never know.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Yeah.